Amen. Amen. Good. Today it's Christ the King. I remember back in Nigeria, Christ the King is usually a procession in the town, and Catholics all over the town come out to. The title Christ the King is an essential aspect of the gospel we believe. When we confess Jesus as Christ, we confess that he is the anointed one, the promised king, whose reign means eternal life and peace for the people of God. There are four reasons why we proclaim Christ to be a king. Four good reasons. So I'm going to ask you after Mass. You better get one, okay? Number one reason is that because he is God. Because Christ is God, we proclaim him as king because he rules above all principalities and powers. As God, he is king. So number one reason, because he is God. Number two, because of his incarnation, what in theology we call the hypostatic union. The union between his divine nature and his human nature. And so that union gives Jesus that great, great position of a king. Because as a man, he is much more supreme than all the angels because of his union, his divine nature and the human nature. By reason of this union, Christ as man transcends every creature, even the highest angels who must adore and serve him. So number two, his incarnation, Christmas. Number three, because of his victory on the cross. St. Paul says that by his death on the cross, Christ conquered Satan and made a public spectacle of him. When Christ died on the cross, he conquered Satan. And it was after his resurrection that Christ said to his apostles in Matthew 28, verse 18, "All power is given to me in heaven and on earth." So his death on the cross gives him that great position of a king. And number four, because he is a son of David. Remember the first reading. David is a king. And anyone who comes from that line, that lineage, is a king. And Jesus is a true descendant of David. Hosanna to the son of David. His incarnation makes him a king. His death on the cross. And then because of his sonship, because of his connection with King David. And all four Gospels testify to the kingship of Christ, to Jesus as kings 14 times. Mark refers to Jesus as king 6 times. Luke refers to Jesus as king 5 times. And John refers to Jesus as king 14 times. Christ our king is preeminent in his superiority. No kingship in human history can be compared to his. In Genesis chapter 49, he is the only king whose scepter will never depart from his hand. In Numbers chapter 24, he is the only king whose eternity is unquestioned. In 2 Samuel chapter 7, he is the only king whose kingdom is forever. In Psalm 2, he is the only king who is anointed by king to be a king by God the Father himself. In Psalm 144, he is the only king to whom all kings must bow. In Isaiah chapter 2, he is the only king whose reign is righteousness and whose kingdom has no boundaries. In Jeremiah chapter 23, he is the only king who he is the only king who rules over all kings. In Daniel chapter 2, he is the only king at his feet empires must crumble. In Micah chapter 2, he is the only king with supernatural strength and majesty. In Zechariah chapter 49, he is the only king over all the earth. That is who we are celebrating today. Jesus, who the book of Revelation chapter 19 verse 16 describe as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He is the Ancient of Days. He is the Rock of all ages. He is the President of the universe. He is the Governor of the galaxy. And he is the Champion of eternity. Amen. That's who we are celebrating today. Christ the King. St. Paul says all things were made through him and for him. That's why he is a king. He desires all the praises that we can give to him today. And so I want to invite Gabriel to just lead us this short worship song to give him all the praises that he deserves. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. There is nobody like our God in heaven and on earth. There is no one. Nobody like our God. Oh, nobody like our God. Oh, there is nobody like our God in heaven and on earth. Nobody like our God. There is nobody like our God in heaven and on earth. There is no one like you. There is no one like our God in heaven and on earth. He is the King of Kings. And the church ends with this celebration to remind us that we owe allegiance to him. We belong to him. You see, in the ancient world, kings are military leaders. I'm sure you remember kings like Alexander the Great and Augustus Caesar and King Otto. They led soldiers in battles. They were not just men who sat and ate and drank. They were out there in battles. Kings were military leaders. So if Christ is our king, we are his soldiers. There is no time in human history that Christ needs soldiers like the time we live in today. The world we live in today is under serious attack by Satan. Satan is attacking our children. He's attacking our families. He's distorting the dignity of both men and women. Satan is attacking the church herself, and he is progressively killing the remaining Christian ethos in our society and culture, even in our own homes. If we are true soldiers of Christ, we must rise up and fight. I challenge you in the words of St. Cecilia, soldiers of Christ, rise up, throw off the deeds of darkness, and put on your armor of light. And put on your armor as soldiers of light. Get out of your comfort zones and fight like a true soldier, the fight of faith for your soul and that of your loved ones. I remember this story. Usually when we were done with mass, priests, we stand at the entrance and shake hands with parishioners. And this pastor was doing that, and this parishioner came and he drew him close and said, I want you to be a soldier of Christ. And the parishioner said, I'm already a soldier of Christ. Then the pastor said, but I only see you in church on Christmas Day, and that very close to the pastor, he said, I'm in the secret service. So friends, we don't want soldiers who are in the secret service. We want soldiers who are out there doing battle for Christ. No secret service soldiers. We want foot soldiers who are out there in battle. So I challenge you, no sacrifice is too much to make for the love of the King and the kingdom. I would like to propose this to you. As you engage in this battle, make this your slogan: get saved or die trying.